So a number of individuals had played a key role. I remember Mr. Jerry Martin was seemed to be a key engineer with Ferry Aviation.
Ferries, yes, and their chief engineer at that time was Benny Walworth, and then another fella. Benny Walworth was somebody they brought out from England. There were two or three ferry engineers, but I noticed the other fellow now. I can't recall them. I wasn't as close to that detail
as some of the other people on your staff would have been.
They were down there regularly all the time.
I've heard recently.
We were trying to be integrated at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That was going on. I've heard from some people that I've interviewed recently that the Navy, as much as the bear trap was contracted out to Ferry Aviation and the haul down and constant winch system was contracted out to Doughty, a lot of the technical expertise came from the Navy. They were constantly providing details and information to the two prime contractors because
I think they're right, because I remember this is what happened with Craig Balsam on this winch, the constant tension winch. I think that was the area that he got involved in. And I know he went down and talked to his professor at Michigan University and fed it back in the ferries, and it was all, everybody was feeding information in, you know?
Right.
And I think you're right. We see, our, in my staff that I had then, there was at least four of them that had master's degree from either Cranfield or Michigan, and one may have had one from MIT.
Where's Cranfield?
Cranfield is the famous aeronautical college in England.
Oh, I see. I wasn't
advanced
familiar with that.
Aeronautical engineering.
So on your staff, you had four people.
Well, there was Frank. Johnny Frank went to Cranfield. I'm almost certain. Peter Charlton went to Cranfield too.
All right.
They all got master's degrees in.
In engineering.
In engineering, Craig Balsam went to Michigan because I know he went back to Michigan during the scene. Exactly the details escape me, but I know
right. There
were some problems.
So he went back because he already had a prior connection to Michigan.
That's right. I don't think there was anybody from MIT, but they know it, because we had to have that capability. Once we became an organization that was approving the design of aircraft,
you had to have that expertise in order to do that.
Sure, that's right. You know, you got if anything had gone wrong, you'd
be held to pay.
Yeah, you didn't do all the designs, but you had to check that what you were getting wasn't rubbish. And you know what contractors can be. You know, they push it if they don't know the answer.
So,
I think ferries deserve a lot of credit. They put their efforts into it. They were chosen as the design team.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that if you looked at the technical capability of the ferry team and the naval team, there was no comparison.
The naval team was better.
Oh, sure. Because they were better educated. They were, you know.
Right, and this is something that just doesn't come across in the documents, because a lot of the documents are missing, so it's being supplemented with the interviews, and I was able to find out very little about the people and the engineers that work for Ferry Aviation or work for Doughty, for example, because those companies no longer exist. And
Doughty's
is still going concern?
Well, they're one of the biggest concerns in England now. They're a branch of the English Doughty.
Oh, they are?
As far as I know, they're still going in.
All right.
And I wouldn't know any of the people are there now, but Doughty's started their factory, and they were in the Toronto area, near Toronto.
Ajax,
that's right. Oh, they had a big, they did a lot of our stuff. As far as I know, Doughty's is still going.
It's still going. Okay,
They were the big hydraulic people in England, the biggest people in England, one of the biggest.
I was unaware of the connection between Ajax, the location in Ajax and England. Well, that's interesting to know. Thank you very much for that.
And they always had a feedback to their design group in England. Now, what extent they used it, I don't know.
Would the same have probably applied for Ferry as well then?
Yeah, Ferry had, but I don't think that... See, winch design was rather a specialist qualification there. And of course it was part of the secret of the thing. The other was a fairly straightforward mechanical device that you could move around. You know, there may have been problems, but the a lot of the arithmetic was in the winch system and things like that.
So not only did your staff, some of your staff, have the engineering experience, but they also were qualified helicopter pilots as well.
Oh yeah, Billy Frame was on my staff during all of this. We had to have somebody like that. You know, you couldn't.
And Fink also was a pilot.
Fink was on the staff.
Right.
The naval staff, you know.
Right.
But on the technical staff, we had Billy Frame,
who was a qualified helicopter pilot.
Oh sure, he was very experienced. Well, he did the Buckingham trials.
Right.
He'd been one of the early ones.
So a combination of those two backgrounds stood these officers in good stead as it relates to this specific project then?
Oh, sure. You know, I didn't, that's what I said when you came down to it and said, who did it?
Mm-hmm.
It was a team effort.
Right.
And John led the team. For me, he led the team. And of course, he was my direct
connection
with him. He read it, and I went to some of the meetings and, you know, I got the meeting going when we ran into trouble for the hangars, but there was loads of other work going on in my world at that time, you know.
Right, it wasn't just strictly rotary wing aircraft, there was everything else.
No, trackers and Banshees, and then I went on, we went on the pop farthing, and we were trying to get with where we were going in the Navy then.
Mm-hmm.
Pop and I, and two others, did a... trip to England, came back, made recommendations what where we should go in a naval aviation.
Mm-hmm.
Never went anywhere.
Unfortunately.
Pop Farthing. You know,
right.
Pop and myself. Pop took the staff side and I had one side. He had. Ah, that chap who died not so long ago, I'd forgotten his name, went with him, and then I think I took Craig Molson with me. I don't know who it was. I can't remember. There were the four of us. And we went to all the VTOL companies in England. We were looking at VTOL.
Can
I tell you a funny little story?
As replaced.
This has turned off.
All right, we'll stop the tape. Is there anything else that you would like to add about either the helicopters or the bear trap and fall down system during your time in Ottawa?
No, all I will say is that I was very fortunate to have such a capable staff that on the technical side and the pilots from the staff who came in and also helped us at that time. Without them, I don't think that this couldn't have been developed. You had to have people like Frame and Fink on the flying side and Crookshanks and all the others we've mentioned here, Johnny Frank, they all took part in the thing, and they all contributed. I think it was a team effort all the way through.
I couldn't agree with you more. Well, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. I thoroughly enjoyed talking to you and getting your thoughts on tape. Thank you.